We are standing in front of a daffodil. A daffodil, Joost, we are at the Daff Museum. It's not a flower, a daffodil.
Well, daffodil is a flower, but it's also a car. And
that's a Dutch car, in fact.
It's a Daff 750. The Daff 750 was a further development of the Daff 600, where we already talked more about. And it had a little bit more horsepower than the 600. And because of that, you could easily go into the mountains or hilly roads, drive on that. For many people, that was important.
We told before about this, in fact, is a kind of innovation that took place in the Netherlands from Daff, isn't it?
Yeah, you see all the time, of course, the development. Daff was also listening to what the customers wanted. Mm-hmm. And of course, the car market was also developing in a certain way, and you have to keep up with that, of course.
Yeah. It was also innovating because it was an automatic drive, isn't it?
It was, yes, it had a variomatic in it. Daff introduced the variomatic, so it was a big, small car that they wanted to introduce when they introduced the Daff 600. And that meant also automatic gearboxes were only normal in the US. Huub van Doorne, for example, the developer of the Daff 600, in the past had himself was driving with the Buick. And the Buick had an automatic gearbox. Yeah. And when he was developing the Daff 600, he also wanted the car to develop a small car for a normal normal people. And that needed to be very easy to drive. Okay. So automatic gearbox was important for that.
The daffodil and other cars.